You log on to a website where patients can write reviews about their physicians and find to your surprise that a former patient has written a very negative review about you. What would you do? You might be tempted to contact the website and demand it be taken down. Or maybe even you'd think about using a pseudonym to write a really nice review about yourself. So what would you do? Dilemmas like this one are becoming increasingly common as internet technology has become a prominent part of practicing medicine.
Patients are now able to Google their providers and vice versa. You know, psychiatrists are communicating with patients by things like email and text. And there have been, up until fairly recently, very few guidelines around how to do this appropriately and professionally.
That's Sandra DeYoung, Director of Training in Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at Cambridge Health Alliance, Harvard Medical School. She was chair of a task force of the American Association of Directors of Psychiatry Residency Programs that developed a curriculum entitled Professionalism and the Internet. That curriculum, designed to help psychiatrists deal with these dilemmas in an ethical and professional manner, is now offered on the APA Online Learning Management System at www.apaeducation.org. The curriculum had its origins at a 2010 ADPERT workshop. Some general information on the topic was presented, and then the discussion was opened up to the audience.
We were overwhelmed with vignettes from the audience, which consisted of residents, training directors, and training coordinators. And we basically collected these vignettes and went on to collect other vignettes. And one of us, who is Sheldon Benjamin, was the president of ADPERT, and he appointed me as chair of a task force on professionalism and the internet. And the task force was in place from 2010 to 2012. And our task was to develop a curriculum on professionalism and the internet.
The online course costs $19, and revenues from the curriculum will be shared by APA and ADPERT. DeYoung says there are some very practical reasons why psychiatrists will want to pay attention to this subject.
The Federation of State Medical Boards has found that over 90% of those boards have had complaints filed around these kinds of issues. And state medical boards are increasingly taking action against physicians for these kinds of issues. And so it's just an important risk management part of our ongoing medical education.
And anecdotal evidence seems to suggest that the course is going to be popular.
Everywhere we go, the response is that people need help in how to manage these very difficult ethical, legal, and clinical issues that come up when using technology in clinical work as psychiatrists.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran at the American Psychiatric Association.